All right, today we're sitting around a nice table for all of our listeners overlooking the beautiful Sea of Galilee. And we're just reminiscing on today's beautiful events, and what better way to start off the morning with a rosary, a prayer to the rosary, and Mass early this morning celebrated by Father Rick and the Archbishop and Father Scott and Father John. And we're just talking about how everything worked out today, and we started walking down what's called a Temptation Road, where all of the merchants were selling all of their items to the tourists, and we wanted to see if anyone was tempted to buy anything, as we were instructed not to by our tour guide, because it was apparently cheap material. But was anybody tempted today to buy anything off Temptation Road?
No.
I'm glad that nobody tried to get my purse. it was very much a, well, there were a lot of people and it was crowded, and you know, we obviously didn't belong, and so I was glad to get through with my purse.
I think we were all focused on where we were headed.
Right, that's
and
true.
That
was the
important goal today. Yes.
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 Yes. It was. It was a beautiful, you know, walk, and we walked all the way up to the house of where Mary and Joseph lived, and that's apparently where they brought up Jesus, and they built a church on top of that, and that's where we celebrated our Mass this morning. How did you guys like that church? How did you like the there was a basement to it where you could see the floor of Joseph's home. How did you guys feel when you walked into that church?
I thought it was very, very impressive, and it was very spiritual, and I enjoyed it tremendously.
Yeah.
I lit a candle while we were there for the safety of my grandchildren. I thought that was the perfect place because we had offered Mass for the children of our archdiocese, and I thought, what a perfect place to light a candle for my grandchildren.
That's beautiful. And speaking of children, you know, we then walked shortly a few hundred feet away to the Church of the Annunciation, where Gabriel came down and announced that Mary would you accept what God's will is. And as Father Rick pointed out, you know, what do we do in our life? Are we accepting what God's asking us? And there's such a beautiful church when we walked into the basement to see where that all took place. What were your reactions when you actually physically saw where that holy moment took place, where Mary gave everything of herself to the will of God?
To me, it's just been humbling in about everything I have seen. It's just been great.
It was such a contrast, too, to the grotto downstairs where the cave was, where they were saying a Mass for somebody else, and we could peek into the cave. And then the upstairs, which was all so new. You know, I didn't expect that to be so new. And then remember our tour guide said that, you know, each of the plaques that were made for each of the different countries or whatever would depict Mary as if she was an individual from that country. And then he said, and I really didn't like the one from USA. And so I particularly sought that one out, and I thought it was phenomenal. And the metal work on it and everything was beautiful. So we proved him wrong on that one.
It was an affirmation of all of those countries that believe in her and believe in the Annunciation and believe in the birth of Christ.
When I looked at the one from the USA, I thought, that's very USA.
Yeah.
It was
very contemporary.
So, well, not only that, but it was so, so overdone compared to some of the rest, I thought. But that's USA.
And for those of our listeners that want to see this image, we did take a picture and we should have it posted on our blog today. If not, I'm sure a Google image of the dancing lady will show up on a Google image search.
I thought Father Rick gave an excellent homily this morning. It brought tears to my eyes.
Yes, for sure.
Yes, he did. And in fact, I think we do have a copy of an audio clip of Father's homily as well. So for our listeners, you can get a recap of what we were so blessed with by Father Rick this afternoon.
Man trying
So after our beautiful mass and the beautiful church tours that we had today, we then took somewhat of a short ride to the base of the Mount of Transfiguration, where we all boarded taxi cabs as our bus was too big to ride up to the mountain, which many of you know took Jesus 6 days to climb. And when we reached the summit, the top of the mountain, we were welcomed with such a beautiful view of the surrounding area. What did you guys think of that? What were your impressions when you got to the top?
It was fantastic. It was breathtaking. And the solitude of the monk, the Franciscan monks, and it was just beautiful. I love it.
We talked so much, too, about, you know, how steep that mountain is, what it must have been like to walk up it. It was, I just can't imagine anybody being able to walk up that mountain.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yes, that was a challenge probably for Christ back then, you know, and for us it seems so simple just to hop in a taxi cab and ride on up.
Our taxi cab driver told us that they've used that facility for a rehabilitation for drug and alcohol abuse. People who have been in trouble with the Nazareth police and because of drug abuse, that they send them up there and they work the grounds, and that the Franciscans actually oversee that, and they have to stay there 4 weeks as part of their incarceration. But that's
wow, that's that is beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with us.
The thing about that, too, is the contrast to the old and the new, because, you know, we're there, and there were Franciscan friars that were buried, you know, years and years and years ago, and then the remains of the prior churches and everything were up there. Then you look over the rail, and you see these beautiful irrigated fields and the current agriculture of the, you know, and life goes on in much the same way as it was back then, just larger scale.
It was beautiful, and not to top the day off, but then we were all treated with such an amazing gift of being able to go out onto the Sea of Galilee and read the passage from the Bible of when Christ said to cast your nets, and Peter did, and caught the 153 fish. And what did you guys think? You know, going down, the wind was just wrapping. The wind was just blowing and lapping the waves up against the side of the boat, and it was causing a little bit of shake in the boat, and you know, we could all feel the presence of the sea and imagining Christ out walking on it and calming the sea and calming the people that were near him. What did you guys feel on the boat? How did you feel your connection to being on the sea and our faith that we live?
I always feel like Peter, because I think that, you know, I try, but I relate to Peter, because I think sometimes he wasn't as faithful as he would like to have been, and I think I probably would have just started saying too.
When the scriptures were read, and you closed your eyes, you could imagine the apostles and Jesus on the boat, on the lake. It was such a calm, beautiful, beautiful moment. It's as though we've had our faith our whole life, and then we come here to the Holy Land, and it brings that faith to life. And all of those who aren't fortunate enough to come here, they still live on their faith, but we've come here and we've brought that faith to life, and we've seen exactly where they've walked and where they've lived, and it will touch our lives for the rest of our lives.
Yes. It truly will, and we can all be testaments to you when we come back, our listeners that can't afford the trip, or don't have the time, or don't have the energy, or don't have any means of getting over to Israel, which is 6,500 miles away. You know, we'll try to bring that back, and hopefully through this blog and our images and reading your Bible, you know, this will help you imagine what it was like for Christ, and imagine what we're seeing and experiencing today, and that not only only do you don't have to come here to Israel to continue your journey. You can continue that home within your faith and within your family and your friends and spreading the word of God. Well, we are here just gathered rather... We were just closing with our final thoughts, and we have one special thing we'd like to leave you with before we all leave for dinner.
Well, we were just talking about we'll never read the Bible in the same way. That, you know, being here and seeing the places, it's just so much more meaningful because, you know, you can visualize now that picture of where Jesus was and what he was doing. It's just so much more real.
It is true. And if you happen to listen to this and you see any of us around that you notice in the pictures, or you might know us through family or friends, grab us, and I'm sure all of us would love to talk and share our experience with you and give you such a visual recreation of what we did experience so we can share that with you. So thank you for listening, and please tune in tomorrow for tomorrow's adventure.